Many did not even believe that this day would ever come. The upcoming counteroffensive of the Ukrainian army has been talked about for almost 8 months. And even the most ardent optimists have already begun to lose hope that the long-awaited day of the counteroffensive will someday come. While there were disputes and discussions about why the Kyiv authorities and their Western advisors were postponing the attack on Russian forces along the entire front line, the long-awaited counteroffensive still began. For 3 days now, the Ukrainian army has been trying to break through the defenses of Russian troops on many sectors of the fronts. However, the armed forces of Ukraine not only failed to break through the defense line, but were also forced to retreat beyond the initial positions in some sectors of the front. At the same time, according to correspondents following the events, the losses of the armed forces of Ukraine are estimated at thousands of killed and dozens of destroyed heavy equipment, including dozens of Western tanks. After the first hours of the counteroffensive, the armed forces of Ukraine were forced to retreat. After regrouping, the attack of the Ukrainian army continued again in the South Donetsk direction. But unfortunately for the Ukrainian command, this attack was unsuccessful as well. Listening to the report of Colonel Oleg Chekhov, it became clear that the armed forces of Ukraine lost more than 3,000 soldiers and more than 50 tanks, including dozens of German Leopard tanks, during the last counteroffensive in the South Donetsk direction. Studying the opinion of military experts, it seemed that the Ukrainian command took a big risk with this counteroffensive. Many stated that a counteroffensive by the Ukrainian army would be tantamount to signing a death sentence, since despite unprecedented Western military assistance to Ukraine, the Russian army continues to dominate the air and in the number of artillery shells. It was because of the failures at the front during the counteroffensive that the Ukrainian command decided to blow up the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant and flood the town of Nova Kakhovka on the left bank of the Dnieper River. This was stated by the press secretary of Russian President, Dmitry Peskov, during a press conference. The destruction of the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant together with its dents and flooding of the city of Nova Kakhovka has already been recognized as an environmental disaster that can lead to horrific consequences not only in the region but throughout the world, since all fresh water for irrigation of wheat fields and the fields themselves were also destroyed. Many experts, trying to understand the actions of the Ukrainian armed forces, concluded that the destruction of the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant could help the Ukrainian army to move by water to the left bank of the Dnieper River, bypassing numerous minefields. At the same time, the risk of falling under artillery strikes for the Ukrainian army remains very high. Chairman of the State Duma of the Russian Federation, Vyacheslav Volodin, coming to a meeting with his colleagues and representatives of the leading parties of the country, was in a very good mood. It was evident from the expression on his face and the tone of his voice. The chairman of the State Duma continued to assert at the meeting that the Ukrainian armed forces have been suffering a crushing defeat at the front for the third day now, and that the counteroffensive of the Ukrainian army has completely failed. Kyiv failed to implement the so-called Barbarossa Plan No. 2. They are suffering huge losses. This is the real end. None of the goals were achieved. The only thing they have achieved is incommensurable losses in manpower and armored vehicles, Vyacheslav Volodin said. Will the armed forces of Ukraine be able to turn the tide of the situation and somehow improve its position, or will this be the real beginning of the end? We will most likely receive an answer to this question in the coming hours.